Alaska charges cruise ships that stay three or more days in state waters a $34.50 tax per traveler. It's called the Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax. The tax brings in millions of dollars each year, much of which the state distributes to cruise ship port communities. An audit of the CPV program found some towns need to tighten standards for how they spend the money. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The audit shows that Skagway receives more shared CPV funds from the state than any other town. From 2007 to 2015, the Gateway to the Klondike got more than $30 million. Skagway and the other communities can't just spend that money however they want. There are three things it can be used for: port facilities, harbor infrastructure, or other services that provide for the cruise ships and their passengers. Chris Curtis is with the Legislative Audit Office.
It was just the area where expenditures for other CPV services to vessels and passengers, where they needed to improve documentation.
In Skagway's case, Curtis says one of those other services purchases did not follow regulations.
The municipality of Skagway Borough Management used CPV funds to purchase playground equipment for the Skagway Elementary School at a cost of $114,450. The audit concluded that the playground equipment primarily used for the elementary school does not qualify as an allowable purpose under the state or federal law.
Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn was not at the helm when the playground purchase was made in 2013. But he says there is a justification for it.
Skagway, unlike a lot of the other larger communities, is very much different because, you know, you go to Juneau, the population there, the general population, when you add the cruise ship population, it's only a little bit of a dent in what's going on there. Whereas here, it's completely consumed by the cruise ship activity.
He says the school is a primary emergency shelter for cruise ship passengers. There's also a huge influx of children in the summer with the arrival of seasonal workers and families on cruise ships.
It's somewhat directly connected to me, but it all depends how tightly you want to consider the impact. In Skagway, the impact is overwhelming and all-consuming.
Borough Treasurer Heather Rodig says records are unclear about why CPV funds were used on the playground equipment. She said it was a prior management decision that was made before she or Manager Hahn were in their current jobs. The other recommendations in the report have to do with Ketchikan and Sitka. Both places use CPV money for general municipal services. Curtis says the justifications to use CPV funds are vague.
Our audit found that two specific communities were not doing an adequate job in supporting the degree to which cruise ship passengers increased general municipal costs as evidence to support using CPV taxes to pay for general municipal operations.
Hahn says the Borough Assembly will discuss the CPV audit at a meeting this week.
I think this is maybe just kind of a wake-up call to try to, make sure everybody's doing the right thing.
He says the audit will help Skagway's government in future decisions to leverage CPV funds. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.